Hello, person. Welcome to this place.
Hello, person. Welcome to this place. You are now tuned into the sounds of...
It's Vision Radio. Yes, yes, yes. My name is Dave Colombo Jenkins, and I am joined by a very, very special guest on this show. Our co-host takeover this week is with Forbidden Society. To find out more about his new album, Lonely Road, and just catch up and listen to loads of unreleased awesome music from him. I'm just going to start with a very cheeky VIP. Jindrik, hello.
Hello.
Tell the world what we're going to start the show with.
Hey everyone, this is Henry, Forbidden Society here, and yeah, we are listening to the first track. It's called Addict VIP. I made a VIP yes. version of the track that it's released on the Lonely Road album, just for my sets and something extra.
Pow! Kicking off the show with a VIP, that's surely a good sign for all the awesome music that is to come, including this. This is one track that Jindrik hasn't selected. It is one from ourselves, A Vision. It's brand new and it's coming out on Friday. It's from the one and only Matt Zoe. It's got a brilliant title, Kamikaze Cosworth. Brum brum.
Sick.
Very sick. Bring it. Thank you, Matt. So what is next?
So yeah, this is a 140 track from me. It's a dubplate. It will coming out probably on my own label like later this year. And yeah, it's like a really dark and deep track with a really I think a really loud mix down, maybe a bit too much.
Go on, this is heavy. What's the title called, man?
It's called Relation.
Me biblical business. Now we're on to a track from the album that we have actually played in a recent show, so tell us all about Morph.
The track is called Morph, and yeah, it was right this during the process of writing all the album. It was one of those first tracks I wrote for the album, I think. Yeah, I just want to do some minimal kind of stuff which went out a bit not that minimal. But yeah, it works. I think it works well on the dance floor. Played a few times and yeah, works nice.
Nice. Let's go. us next? Tell us all about this one, man.
This one is called Reaching Zero. It's also from the album. This was actually like pretty heavy or hard to do for me track, because I just wanna do a really minimal drum bass track with the less elements as possible I can. And that's always for me like really difficult to do. Yeah. So yeah, this track came out from that idea.
Wow. Go on.
I love this one.
Yeah, me too. Industrial strength. Industrial strength, DMB.
Thank you, guys.
From some industrial strength drum and bass to some industrial strength 140 distorted reality. Yeah. Shout out to everybody who has a bit of a distorted reality. I can definitely relate.
Greater reality distortion.
So now we're coming up to something really, really special. This is the title track of the album. And obviously, I mean, it's the connotations of such combination of words, Lonely Road. And I think this is one of the most stirring, dramatic, emotional pieces you've ever done.
Yeah.
But Lonely Road, I mean, are you referring there to the isolation and the solitude of a creative individual trying to articulate all of those ideas in that lovely head of yours and get them out into the world? It is a lonely road, isn't it?
Yeah, it was really, really emotional track for me. I just like went through a time that was like really difficult, you know. I was like on the balance, you know, if I'm like what I'm doing, if even that makes sense, you know, like playing gigs and stuff. It was like in winter, I just left my family, you know, just went for gigs, and I was like, yeah, do I really need to do that? And just like went to the event, and it was really sick, you know, one of the best. So I was like, yeah, it makes sense, but you need to sacrifice something from your life, you know. And that's overall like the story behind this track, you know, have to, this balance between what you like to do, what you love to do, and your personal life. You just need to sacrifice something.
Wow.
It was really difficult to end this track because it was like lots of emotion, and I just like felt after every session like really like exhausted, you know. It was really difficult to finish it.
Wow.
And it makes, means a lot to me, this track.
Wow, go on. It means a lot to a lot of people listening will be able to relate to that. You've given me huge, huge goosebumps. Okay, some emotional stuff and now some super fresh stuff. Like, you literally just told me before we press play on this, before we press record, that like, this is literally like 5 days old or something.
Yeah.
So tell us about Duh.
It's a dub plate. I was like in the mood like to do some garage stuff, but in my own way, a bit more heavier. Yeah, and this is what I came out. It was actually like in one session, like in 3 hours done, but still need a bit of work.
Interesting take on the two-step vibes, and we've got other garagey bits coming up from you later on in the show, but what's next?
This one is called Tech Tube. It's coming out like later this year on Overview. The guys like this one. It's a techie stepper.
Yeah.
I will describe it like that. I played a few times, it kind of work on the dance floor.
Go on, I bet it does. Huge shouts to the Overview crew.
Yeah, big up guys. Doing good job.
Yeah. Lots of love to Mr. Energy and all of the Overview Massive, especially Wings and his recent album. But back onto your album now. The next track is called Poses, and I'm pretty sure there's got to be a story or a reason behind that title. Tell us, man.
Yeah, well, this track was actually made, I just like saw some people on TikTok, on just some videos, you know, just like doing some fake stuff, you know. They just try to look like cool, you know, doing some underground stuff, speaking about underground, but the way how they edited it was just kind of like the opposite, just posting it on Twitter, TikTok and stuff like that. So I was like, yeah, fuck it, I just make a song. I just feel inspired for that. Do I have it one?
Brilliant. Flipping a negative into a positive.
Yeah.
This goes out to all the people who aren't posers.
Nowadays, it's the way it's up.
So, of course, your album is like, you know, a complete multi-genre exploration and odyssey, really, where you join the dots and create these amazing links and bridges between so many different styles of music, but make them sound all consistent and within your own universe. And I think this is probably one of the biggest leaps that you make on the album. Tell us about Empty Field.
Yeah, I saw a documentary about Spiral Tribe. Then I saw another one about the Czech Tech. It's a Czech techno festival, you know, just like an open field, people there dancing there. And yeah, it was like lots of techno stuff, and just felt like I could do like 1740 like techno, that coming out into like proper techno, like 130.
Yeah, wow.
It was a bit difficult to the kick stands right in the mix, and a big up to all the techno guys and the hardcore producers, because it's not really easy. It's not.
Yeah.
It looks like, but it's really not. Yeah.
Okay, so now we are on to something else. Incredibly forthright and right on the forefront of everything that you're doing, really. Tell us all about this. And again, like, we're a really bleak and loaded title.
Yeah, it's it was like a kind of like time I was like really, really into this 140 stuff. I'm still, but I was like producing almost like every day like a track. And it was like one of those moods I had to do some really dark and a bit heavier 140s stuff. I actually don't like to use the word dubstep for some reason, because I don't think this is a proper dubstep. I think it's more like a, just call it 140.
I don't know. I saw a dude with an amazing t-shirt on Saturday saying it's not 140, it's dubstep. And I kind of like that.
Oh, really?
As well. Like, yeah.
I want it, but I want to just like wear it upside down.
Yeah. But it's moved so far away from the original kind of idea of the genre and what dub is. So I do totally get it. It needs another kind of classification so people understand that you're coming from a different place. Yeah. You've taken the sound to a different
place. Even like a proper experiences with dubstep, you know. Because I knew I liked the 140 BPM, and that's it, you know. And I just don't know how proper dubstep supposed to sound, you know, or what sounding. I just knew I like the tempo, and I'm doing like the stuff inside the tempo. You know?
Totally. You're putting your own spin on it. This is your interpretation. So we've gone from something quite experimental, very experimental really, on a 140 tip, to something a little closer to what people would know you for on the drum and bass. But I would say this is like really deep and breezy and kind of emotional for you as well in a different way. So once again, it's a whole other sound. It's a whole other side to the Forbidden Society.
It was like a bit difficult time, like I was going through, and it was like lots of emotion around that, you know. So I just need to put it in a track, and this is basically like what came out, you know.
Wow.
I don't even like think it's like a soulful or liquid track. I think it's like more energetic, like drum and bass with a kind of like a melancholic breeze.
Yeah.
In that. Yeah. What was the kind of idea behind this track?
That's literally the word that I wrote in my notes, melancholy. Well, I hope that you're through these hard times. You've mentioned them a few times. I hope the album and the music and the process of all of this has helped you through these times. going next? Tell us.
Yes, again, another 140. And this was actually like I was playing with Alex on a show in at Storm Club, and he plays some sick 140 like tunes, and I felt like really inspired, like to going into my studio and do something with this tempo. And there was like a comment on YouTube, I think, or SoundCloud. It was a guy like he was like, yeah, this is sounding like Alex Perez. I don't think it's sounding like Alex Perez, because he's a bit of an inspiration, of course, but I'm not trying to copy anyone. I'm just like doing my own way, you know. But the inspiration came after gig I was playing with Alex. Yeah, he's sick.
Go on, shouts to Mr. Perez. Emotional, mournful, dramatic flavors going. Now, this is the penultimate track from the album, isn't it? Echoes of Desolation. And once again, we're struck by a really bleak title there.
Yeah, it was like one of those last tracks. It was actually called Untitled, and I just came up with that title because Nick and Jaap would like to add it to on the album, so I just came up with this name, which I think it fit the track. Well, it's more like a trappy 808 bass stuff with the melodic synth. I like to use that a lot in those tracks, and yeah, it fit kind of, yeah, in that.
What do we have next? I think we got some more garagey flavors from you now.
Oh yeah, that's actually yeah, it was like a huge experiment, because I wasn't even sure what happened if I like connect like those synths and melodies and into this Reese and that kind of like type beat. It was just like experimental and I just like put it in the loop. I was like, yeah, it works. I might go for it. And yeah, even Nick and Jap like that. So I just finish it and I'm really happy with this track. And I think it's actually the most heard track from the album at the moment at Spotify. I was a bit surprised because wow. I thought it would be a different track, but yeah, it's this one for some reason.
Wow. Yeah, that's very cool. Go on, big up all the garage heads. Going through all of the tempos, all of the styles and the shapes and the flavors and the sounds of what Forbidden Society can sound like. And we're back on the DMB now. Tell us all about Picture of Us.
This one, I think it came after I just finished the Lonely Road track. And I was like still like in the vibe to do a bit more like emotional drum bass, or how do you say it? Yeah. I just like put a bit of emotion because it was resonating still a bit from the past, and I just need to put it in a track, you know. And this is all about like if you have a nice relationship and there are some people around that not think the same and doesn't wish you the best for that. And it might come to a problem, you know. So another personal story for the album and for the track.
Yeah. Flipping a toxic situation into a positive one once again. Yeah. Big up, man. That's the only way to do it.
There was a picture of this...
Essentially, we're just learning that you're a very, very emotional fellow, but you also love your techno. So this is a dub again, and it's properly, properly bumping. This one is. Tell us about Ghosted, man.
I listen to a lot of former tunes. I really like his work, and his stuff is great. And after hearing like, some of his tunes, I was like, this is sick. I might try to do something not similar, but yeah, it was really influenced by his work.
Nice.
So yeah, I just want to do some like heavier techno, you know, with some melody around that. This is what came out.
Ghosted.
I'm not even sure if the techno guys would like it, or if the kick sounds right, or if the sound is right. But it's just like, yeah, I was like, fuck it, just let's do it.
Yes, that's the spirit. Big up Jasper as well, each and every.
Yeah, he's sick.
it's the reload.
Yes, 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 it is the reload. We're taking a little break from the Forbidden Society tunes just for one moment to shout out everybody who gets involved with the Patreon reload and supports us in that type of way. We literally couldn't do this without your support, so that's amazing. We love you. And everybody who gets involved with the show. We also love Rohan, who you guys have voted this week for the reload. This is Rohan Na 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 Na, which is out on 2020 London, which is Ivy Lab's label, and both Rohan and Ivy Lab are playing at Vision this Saturday at Volks in Brighton alongside Holographic, Bunshin and myself as well. I really can't wait for that. So yeah, looking forward to seeing you all this weekend, and thank you very much to everybody who gets involved in the show. This is the reload. Feeling that I'm really excited about the weekend as well. Do you know what? I'm going to be playing quite a lot of your dubs as well. Now I've got a folder full of them from this show, Yindrik. So tell us about this one. This is really fucking cool. And I guarantee I'm going to be playing this at gigs soon.
Well, you know, I just like did the remix for of Choosing For You that came out on Resonance. I can't remember the number now. But yeah, I still got the stems, and I just like went with this garage like a loop. I was like, yeah, well, I might try to add the vocals, and maybe it fits, maybe it's fit not. Let's give it a try. And yeah, it kind of for me personally it just worked. I was like, yeah, just like let's try it, and this is what it came out. And I played at Simplon, I think. Saturday, and yeah, it came out really nicely, I think. But it's just to my own purpose, just to play it.
Go on, vibes, and now mine and Frank's as well. So nice to hear anything from Foreign Beggars, so especially the I Am Legion project, recontextualized in that type of way. So now we're kind of wrapping up a little bit here, really. Tell us all about Endline.
Yeah, was one of those last tracks I've been doing for the album, and I just thought it could need a bit of an outro. This is what came out. It's just big like a voice samples from Serum. I just use it in with a combination with lots of layers of synths, and yeah, a bit of 140 outro kind of style track.
Yeah, great way to end the album. Really, really fitting way. Lovely. Sound like you've been on this incredible personal journey on the album, and I know Nick has said that as well when he's been on shows and we've been introducing a lot of tracks on the album. He's spoken very, very deeply about it. You've been on a real trip with the whole album, haven't you, man?
Yeah, well, I spoke with Nick personally finally on Saturday. I was really, really like hoping I can see him there because I knew he's really busy, but he came in. And we have like really nice talk, and I need to be honest, you know, he's a big part of the project. He has been like a big inspiration, you know. He just like put me on the right path, you know, where to go, what to do, what to not do, but like kind of like gently, you know, show me what be like cool, what be like it's really, really big part of that, and I'm thankful forever. You know, to Vision and to Nick and to everyone there. It's sick. It's my family now.
Yeah, definitely. So we're on the penultimate tune now in the show, so we are really wrapping up. Tell us all about Reconnect.
It's a funny story behind, because the original project was like a more like really heavy, like 140 with Reese stuff, you know, but I try to combine a bit of like garage elements into this 140 I change a bit the bass and the mood of the track, so it's like kind of like combo of 140 and UK garage, or at least I see it like that way.
Yeah, no, I hear it that way as well. Beautiful. Let's reconnect.
Something was missing was the connection.
Cool now, because we are wrapping up the show. This is the last tune that's about to come in, Sunrise. But it's actually the intro tune from your album.
Yeah.
So we're finishing with the intro in a way, which I love that. So tell us about Sunrise, and then please say thank you to all the lovely listeners and supporters.
Yeah. It was done because I think the album needs to be introduced somehow. So this was kind of the right mood to introduce the album. Where is the album coming out? Which way? And I played the synth, and this synth came out to that. And I just want to do a bit gentle, not really dramatic stuff. That's the one inspiration. And the second one, I think it was like an intro on Noisia from their album. And I can't remember which track it was. And I was like, yeah, this track is really cool. It's introducing the album. I might do something similar. So this is the second inspiration for this intro track. And it's all because I just work during the night and during the early morning, and it's just like the sunrise come if I get into the studio, so I just name it the Sunrise. Yeah, and that's it.
Perfect. I love how you wear your influences and your inspirations on your sleeve, and you're not afraid to say that. I think a lot of artists are a little bit conservative in terms of saying who inspires them in that type of way.
Yeah.
But you've shared so much love for some amazing people on this show, and I've got to feed that right back to you. Thank you so much, Indrik. We've done a few shows together, and we've spoken many times over the years, and it's always, always a pleasure, as it is every week doing Vision Radio. So thank you to everybody who's tuned in.
Thank you to the listeners that listen to this podcast, because I told that to the Vision crew on Saturday. This is really nice thing to do, like every week putting out new music, new artists, helping them, because even if I hear some tracks in your show, I'm going and buy them, you know. And this is something that not really much people do, you know. So big up to you guys, big up to Vision crew, and big up
nice
to you, because it's amazing job you do. And I would like to thank everyone who is supporting the album, buying, streaming, and yeah, that's it. And big up Nick, thank you very much for your opinion on my music and everything. Thank you very much. And Jaap and Fube, of course, and Frank.
Wow.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
And Dave, of course, Dave. I could not.
No, Dave.
No. Massive no. That's brilliant. Cool, man. So Forbidden Society doesn't allow anything, and it's all a massive no, and I seem to be calling myself No Dave these days. The two no's make a massive fat yes.
Should I say something?
Yeah, just say no, Dave.
Oh, no, Dave. No, Dave. No, Dave.
Yes. No,
no, Dave. No, no, Dave. Brilliant. No. No way, Dave.
Amazing.
No way, Dave.
No way. Brilliant. Cool, you made that work. Thank you.